Angler Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle. Buckle up, because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks, the experts at Sports Chalet, On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, Bite On Fishing, and Phoenix Bay Company.
Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Radio Outdoor Expeditions. This is Sergio. I'll be your host today here on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And I'm surrounded by the crew, so let me introduce the crew. I got Ron Hobbs over there on the port side. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
I got Tony Williams from the Bite On Fishing Team. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, everyone.
I got Captain Larry Moore over there on the, starboard corner. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, I can fish the second row, Sergio. Doesn't matter what corner I'm on. Good morning, folks. Welcome.
And I got from Phoenix Bait Company, I got Robert Schneider. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning, Sergio.
And today we are very, very blessed to have two dear friends of mine and at the same time guys that are going to give us a lot of information this week on what's going on at our traditional Mecca moment when we go to the Fred Hall Show. And I think for all fishermen, that is Mecca. So I want to introduce Mike Wynn and Aaron Jeffrey. Good morning, boys, from Turner's Outdoorsman.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Hey. So the Fred Hall Show, just 2 weeks away. You guys are always the highlight of that show. That is the place to go get the most amazing deals. So I want, throughout the two-hour program, share with our customers, okay, your customers, our listeners, okay, what you're going to be featuring. Because, I mean, I know I look forward to it every year. I always go every single day. You know, it's almost like you guys are always throwing some chum out there for us to come in. And you always find the special every day. So let's throw out some chum. Mike, tell me like one or two items just right now. We'll give out more throughout the show of what you got special going on at Fred Hall.
Well, you know, just to start, you know, we do have the largest booth at the Fred Hall Show. It's over 8,000 square feet, aisle 100. You know, just you look down the first aisle, and we're right down on the end. You can't miss our signs. We put a lot of work into it. We have a great crew there. We bring 30 employees and, you know, put up this giant booth, and we just plug it full of deals. And it's your one-stop shop, really.
Well, it's like going into a Turner's Outdoors. It's a whole store, but you're only running specials.
And okay, it's pretty, you know, and most of it is just fishing. And, you know, the greatest thing is you have all the manufacturers from every company out there, and everyone really steps up for this show to get the deals out there for everybody, and us included. You know, one of our, you know, most popular things that we have are our Abbott Blem reels. Mm-hmm. Mechanically 100%, just a bunch of mismatched colors. Some of them are perfect colors.
Yeah.
And with the price increase that Abbott had for 2014, we're still holding our 2013 pricing and making a discount off our 2013 pricing. So they are going to be the best prices at the show.
Okay. Now that's a ticket, because let's face it, you buy a brand new reel, and I'm one of those guys. You buy a brand new reel, and you go, oh, look how pretty. Yeah, you take it out on a boat, especially a party boat, two or three times, it doesn't look the same. You got scratches. So, you know, the whole point is if it works well, like you said, mechanically they're intact, okay? So it has a blemish on the outside. So actually some of those look pretty cool. I've seen some of the matches, like the handle's a slightly different color than the rest of the body, or the plate's different. I think it looks unique and cool.
Yeah, and a lot of times we get reels that you look at, and, you know, we'll give it a good looking over, and you cannot tell what is wrong with it.
Yeah, well, I know every year I have bought a reel or two or three from you guys right at the Fred Hall Show. I remember picking up, can I say some names here? Daiwa Luna. I bought two Lunas from you, okay, at the show. They were pretty good. I remember getting some Fluger spinning reels, okay? You guys were blowing them out. Do I dare say the price? Maybe I should.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
not.
I should. Guys, it was the price of two cups of coffee. So, you know, just it was just fantastic deals. And last year you featured a lot of some of our favorite clothing lines with Bass Knuckles. I mean, it's just go there, check it out. And so this year you're running the Avid special.
That's our hottest deal at the show, probably our most popular deal.
So what do you think a percentage discount over retail would be?
Off of the current 2014 pricing,
yeah.
Anywhere between 20% and 40%.
There you go. You need an Abbott reel, almost 50, almost half off. Get in there. Go see Turner's. Aisle 100, right?
Aisle 100.
Aisle 100. You can't miss it. I mean, you go down there. I love it because you go down there, you get a chance to pick up some food because you got some of the concession stands. You go spend some time at Turner's, and then I feel the need to go behind you, and I got the restrooms back there. So it's perfect, perfect. That's where I spend a lot of my time. Okay, before we go on, let me go over to Tony. Tony, give me a lake report. We were actually on the lake this week, so tell me what's going on in the local lakes.
Yeah, we had a good time that day. We had caught on to some different species. We had trout. Bass. I mean, trout fishing is really in full swing right now. Fishing is pristine with conditions. Weather this weekend's really going to be nice. You've got the water, top water, holding at about 55 to 59 degrees in the afternoon. Top baits are going to be the Berkeley Micetail, glowing white, maybe some orange with the green ball. Owner Pink Meerschat if you're trolling. We've got the bright colored Fire Tigers. And the Sierra Slammers have really got this new swim bait to watch out for. And, of course, night crawlers. Any of these top producers dipped in Bite On Crimson, Bite On Roe, and Just On Fire. Lots of good pictures, quality fish of stringers. And I think we can expect some really nice trophies to be caught this weekend.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we really had a good time, Larry. Come on, talk about this. You too, Ron, jump in here. Hey, we went out to Irvine Lake on Thursday. Okay, we actually put up a little film, okay, of what we did. So, Larry, Ron, jump in.
Well, you know, we started off the early morning and pulling out of the dock, and of course Sergio has to show everybody the master at work. So, but it just got better as the day went on. It started, you know, just like normal. Sergio starts off with everything going. We pull up to the shore. We anchored. We're all on. It was just an incredible day. The lake always fishes very well.
Yeah, and they had, let's see, we got some rainbow. We got some steelhead. We got some Yosemite reds. We got some largemouth bass, which was really, really, I mean, for me, that was the deal. And I'll tell you this. Look how unprepared I was. Mike and Aaron, we fished saltwater. That's how we first met. I would almost say 20 years ago, about there. You guys,
for me, it was probably the mid-90s.
Yeah. So, you know, I took my bass rod, my saltwater bass rod with me. I had it. I took one spinning rod. These guys laugh at me because I have to change the handle because the handle feels like it's the wrong side. That's how salty I am. So I take this bass rod, okay, and I've got 30-pound braid on my reel. Okay, and I had some 15-pound fluorocarbon in my bag. Well, I'll tone it down to 15 pounds. Okay,
Sergio, I got to interrupt. He's going, get me the net, and I'm thinking, Sergio, you got him on 30. Just bounce the thing.
Well, I didn't want to hurt the fish. That's it. I mean, we're there at the dock. They go, Serge, that's too heavy. I'm gonna get a bass. Second cast, bam. And I'm going, oh, and I think about 30 pound. It's like, I knew there was something on there. I go, oh, and I had this fish just coming in almost surfing on the waters at Irvine Lake.
And it was a nice size fish.
It was a good fish. Yeah, so good stuff there. And I'm going to give kudos to my friend Wendy, okay, because I was using her products, their Iserline. Very, very good stuff. So anyway, so the lakes are going real good. And remember what we did. We were in Irvine in the morning. We hit Lake Elsinore in the afternoon, and then a super secret spot that night, which we can't tell you where it was, where
we were sworn to secrecy.
That was sun up to sundown fishing.
Yeah.
Sun up to sundown.
Yep. Yeah, and I think past sundown.
Yeah, it was 11:30 at night when I got home, okay?
But we caught everything from bass, trout, several species of trout. We got crappie, we got catfish, we got and some more bass. We got even anything else? No, I think that was it. Okay, no, we didn't get wipers or anything like that this time out. So it was a really good time. So let me ask you this, Mikey. You see that we're going into this freshwater thing. You got anything that's freshwater deal happening for me at the show so I can stop by your booth? Come on, scroll. Sharpen that pencil. Make it worthwhile.
Well, I mean, there's tons of stuff. I mean, a lot of add-on stuff, you know, with like the new Daiwa Tatulas, you know, the Daiwa's got add-on promotions. You get, you know, free hoodies, free shirts.
I love that new design of their logo now. It looks cool.
You know, we have tons of Berkeley product, you know, not only trout stuff, but bass stuff at a discounted price. And there's a lot of, you know, buy five, get one frees. And there's just so much stuff to list. I mean, I'll have, you know, Huddleston baits and Pradco baits and worms and Senkos. And it's just tons of product.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I mean, are you going to advertise this anywhere prior to the show, or people need to show up at the show?
Well, we will be we'll send out email blasts of our main specials. We're advertising Western Outdoor News, so in the actual paper and in the show supplement, the preview. So it will be out there, but to, you know, you only have so much room in print to really see what we have on special. You have to come to the booth. Pretty much everything, you know, in the booth is on sale, pretty much.
Yeah, that's why it's a one-stop shop for me. You know, the nice thing is you can go around, see all the manufacturers first, get an idea of what you like, and then you head over to Turner's and say, okay, show me the stuff, show me the money, okay? Show me how easy it is and how access. You want to say something, Larry?
Yeah, I want to get on that email list. How do I do that?
Yeah, to get on our email list, just go to our website, turners.com. And on the toolbar, you'll just see sign up for email and just sign up. And
yeah, you know, I don't want to miss that blast.
Yeah. You know, you can, besides that, you know, you can sign up for our weekly ads. If you're, you know, if you're just a shooter, you can get just the shooting information. If you fish, you could just get the fishing information, or you can sign up for all of it.
So you've separated for guns and fishing.
Yeah. I mean, even though, you know, pretty much most of our people do sign up for both. But there are some guys who only fish,
right?
And you can, to avoid all that extra emails, you can just sign up for the fishing, and you'll only get all of our fishing information and fishing deals.
Gee, that's cool. I like that. Okay, that's way cool. Well, listen, Aaron's being kind of shy over here. Come on, Aaron, you gotta say something. Tell us what you do and how you're associated with Turner Outdoorsman.
I am the store manager for Turner's Outdoorsman in Signal Hill. I'll also be working at the Fred Hall Show with Mike and the rest of the guys. And just like every year, tons of deals at the booth, you know. I mean, from rods, reels, combos, tackle, you know, you name it, we got it at Fred Hall. So, you know, come on down and find out the best deal for you.
Yeah, like we were saying, I've known you guys probably from the early to mid-90s, okay? That's 20 years. And I look forward to going to Turner's. Sometimes, you know, I just want to go say hello to these guys, okay? And it's impossible to talk to you. I have to wait until after 10 when everything shuts down. Because your booth is on fire the whole time. That counter is going crazy. So if you guys haven't experienced this and haven't experienced these great prices, and you have great quality inventory there, we're not talking some really off-the-wall stuff. You've got, like you just mentioned, you got Avid, you got Berkeley, you have some really good stuff out there. Come out, go to aisle 100 all the way to the end. On your way, pick up a corn dog and a hot dog, okay? And there you go. See, Robert's all happy behind there, okay? And go over and see, because you got to spend time. This is 8,000 square feet, you said, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the size of a store.
Two stores.
There you go. All right, guys, we got to take a break, so go get a cup of coffee, and we'll be talking to our friends, Mike and Aaron from Turner's Outdoorsman and the entire crew. You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Angels Radio, AM 830.
Come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target, certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat,
Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ,
Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta.
20 lanes open 7 days a week.
Serving Orange County for 18 years.
Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel.
Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety.
All NRA certified instructors.
Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Folks of all ages and types. From scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target.
For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com.
Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for us?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, the fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there, you've got food, you've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where are you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double stitched and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
This weekend on Conversations with Joe Morgan, we've got former MLB All-Star pitcher, starter, and closer Al Downing on Sports USA.
Sunday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back, everybody. Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and you're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions. And Ron, why don't you give out the phone number so we get some listeners to call in?
877-8-830-830.
One more time?
877-8-830-830.
And like our predecessor used to say, you make the call, we'll pay for your call. So call in, we'll give you something. We'll chum the waters there. Come on, come on. Robert, chum the waters with some of the stuff you were talking on the break.
You mean like the new stuff that's not even out yet? That's not even fair, man.
All right, well, what we'll do is every caller that calls in, we'll let you take an option this time.
Yeah, let's give them choice like we've been doing.
That's we got an owner pack we can give it to you. We can get some Phoenix product. We can get some Bidon product. I've got some passes to go to fishing at some of the local boats.
Yeah, I kind of like that when this way we know that the anglers are getting some product they're actually going to use instead of.
Yeah, just, yeah. I mean, it's whatever you guys want. So, So the one thing I do want to say is that Rick Effinger is not going to be calling in from Marina Del Rey today. And that's because he's in Mexico. Oh, gosh, I feel for him. He's probably over there fishing, getting some nice yellowtail action. Yeah, and washing him down with a nice Corona or Tecate. So that's the way it is. Okay, so Larry, why don't you give me your fish report out in the saltwater?
Well, Sergio, here's what's going on. Since the first of the year when the rockfish has been closed, everybody's been kind of concentrating on structure, fishing calico bass, sand bass, leadhead squid stuff right on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And with the exception of the Dana Point area, they've been getting they reported, they'll probably call in this morning, right?
Yeah, I'm sure Captain Pico
Chris Pico is going to call in. I'm not going to steal his steam, but they've had more of a surface bite. Right. Like summertime stuff. The yellowtail down in San Diego, you know, last weekend, Monday maybe, I can't remember which day it ended, mm-hmm. but boy, for two or three days, they just smacked them, and they came out there the next day, not a sign of them.
I heard it was an immigration's problem, okay? You know, they haven't signed the bill yet, so these were Mexican fish, so they said, well, we're going to hold off until we get the bill signed.
Okay, Sergio, the big news is, we only have 6 days to wait. No, 7 days, uh-huh. but 6 days till we can head out. The rockfish opener, March 1st.
Correct.
And everybody's chomping at the bit for that. It's like, oh, finally we get to go, you know, do our thing out there. I actually have a trip scheduled for leaving Friday night, fishing San Nicolas Island. Sorry, guys, it's already full. It's been full for like a month and a half. But hopefully I'll be calling you from the water there, Sergio, if we can get through somehow.
Absolutely.
And give you an on-the-water report. And you guys, start calling now. If you don't have a trip scheduled someplace, you know, Dana Wharf, Davies Locker, these guys all got, you know, all the landings up and down, they all got trips going. And
well, it's the hottest thing. That's what we're all waiting for. And, of course, everybody except you, Larry, gets stuck doing the show. So we got to do the show. Robert, Ron, you know, we're in here. And he's going to be out on the water catching some fish. What's up, Robert?
Well, I'm going to probably have to call in, too, because I'm going to be out in Bakersfield.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be catching some rockfish in Bakersfield?
No, we got a show out there, too. The Bakersfield, an outdoor show there.
Okay. Well, so Ron and Tony, see, it's just us, man. You know, we're the ones that pull in the whole load.
Well, we think we can handle that, you know. We'll just have more time to talk.
You know, this crew might have to be reconfigured, you know. Anyway, so, yeah, if you guys can get through on Saturday, give me a call. Okay, let's do some live reports from you. I don't know if you can get me in St. Nick.
Yeah, well, I don't know what kind of – if they have a phone on the boat that'll get in here, that'll be the only way. But then again, Sergio, you were just talking about this before the show. Don't forget, guys, lobster fishing still going on.
Yeah, through March, you got lobster. It was fantastic. We had a little trip here recently where we did some filming, and it was fantastic. Big, big lobster. And last night, I saw some stuff on Facebook. Some guys are catching some good lobster once again. I went on during that full moon, so it was a little bit slow, but it was very good quality. We got some bugs up to 10 pounds. I'll leave you with that. And you'll see them on an upcoming episode of the show. Let me do this. Can we take Sam from Garden Grove? He's been patiently waiting. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was wondering what you guys think about Lake Irvine and the fishing out there. I haven't been out there in a while, but, you know, I'm just curious. What do you guys think about taking someone out for the first time? Do you think lake fishing or deep sea fishing? What do you think the better option there?
Well, I'm going to pass you over to Tony to answer that question. You're our specialist on Irvine, Tony. Have at it.
Well, Irvine is going off right now. You know, once you get into the lake and get settled in, fishing really is just part of the scenery, part of the fun to get out there. The water levels are holding really nice. They're actually starting to put more water into the Kids Lagoon and the bigger lake. So actually, once you're down there, you know, you can always talk to the pro staff at the lake. They're very helpful in getting you set up and what spots are going to be hot and what baits are going to be biting on right now.
Awesome. Well, give me your opinion. What do you think? I'm trying to take my wife out for a fishing trip, her first. You think I should take her out to the lake? I stick more to the shore. Or you think I should take her out to, deep sea trip?
Okay, well, see, we're all biased here. It's kind of hard to give you a solid answer. If you ask Tony...
Everybody's bobbing their head saying, yes, we need to get you out there. But now, if you're taking your wife out for the first time, it's going to depend on a couple of factors.
Well, and
your son or daughter.
Yeah, so you got... I'll tell you this. I think you got, Ron... Larry and myself probably tell you saltwater. Ron and Tony probably tell you... take him to the lake. I think Rob would probably go either way, because he goes either way. And but I would say right now, whatever you choose is going to be good. What I would do is look at what the forecast is going to be like. I think that's the ticket. We were out on Irvine Lake on Thursday. We caught some really nice fish. You did not have to be in a pontoon and think. I think that we got out fished.
Those guys on the shore put the wood to the fish.
Yeah. So, you take a couple of chairs. You can, park the car behind you, grab a couple of beers if you like, or some Diet Coke, bring a lunch, make it into a picnic if you bring your wife, and just sit there, put a cast out there, and just enjoy the day. It's very, very pretty.
I'm thinking it's going to depend upon what his wife really likes.
Yeah, exactly.
More. You're going to have to try to figure out, is she more comfortable on the shore or on a boat that's going to be rocking a little bit on the ocean? You may get a little more action on the salt water, but it's going to be obviously more stable if you're fishing from shore.
Yeah, although the weather's been fantastic, Sam. Okay.
In my experience, it's always been better fishing at the shore when it's cloudy out, and it's been pretty clear out. Pretty clear and pretty shiny. So that's why posed the question.
All right. Well, Sam, let's do this. You get an option of, we said some Bidon product, some Phoenix lead heads, or some Owner hooks. Why don't we do this? Stay on the line. I know Leilani will get all your information, okay? And let her know what you want, okay? And we'll ship it out to you, okay? If you decide to go saltwater, okay, let her know, and I'll possibly throw in some passes for you and your wife over either... Davies Locker, you can go to Dana Wharf, 22nd Street Landing. We'll get something out to you. Okay, so let her know. We'll get all your information. Have a great weekend and have some fun with your wife.
Awesome, I appreciate it. You guys have a good weekend too.
All right, Sam, thanks. There you go. It's that easy, boys and girls. Call 1-877-8-830-830. And let's go ahead and cut Sam off. I can still hear Sam in the background. There you go. Let me give the number out one more time. 877-8-830-830. Call in, ask a question, make a comment, and walk away with some goodies. That's the way we do it this early in the morning. Okay, so let's go back to Mike or Aaron from Turner's Outdoorsman. Tell me another special. What do we got to look forward to in 2 weeks?
I think one of the biggest specials we're going to have at Fred Hall that I'm most excited for is we're going to have some Okuma inshore swim bait rods. They're going to be roughly $100 off down to $49.98. I mean, if you fish saltwater, freshwater, throwing big hammer swim baits for calicos or, throwing Huddlestons or anything like that, this is by far going to be the best swim bait rod for the money.
Okay, one more time. Tell us the price. You went too fast on the price, okay, and it was too good. Aaron, give me some love here.
We're going to have some, they're going to be Okuma Cedros inshore rods, 8 different models to choose from. Regular price on them is $159. We're going to have them down to $49.98.
Wow. Okay. Let me tell you something,
guys. Swim bait rod for $50?
Yeah. Well, there's a two-parter here. Now, I hope everybody got the two-parter. Now, all you guys know that I'm associated with Cedrus Adventures. So right off the bat, the name of the rod is Cedrus. Okay? So you got to get on that. Number two, it's $100 off. $110 off, if I remember correctly.
$110.
Okay. How could you not? I mean, a swim bait rod for $50? Come on. And Okuma is really good stuff.
See, those Cedros inshore rods, I just pulled on some of those last week. I went by one of the stores here, and great rods. They are awesome.
All right, there you go. So keep that in mind, guys. We got to take another break. My coffee cup is empty since I'm dribbling coffee all over myself. Anyway, you're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be back with Mike and Aaron giving you some goodies from Turner's Outdoorsman. We'll be right back.
Radio. AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The parking spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The Jig Rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the Jig Rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig Rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and owners Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the Jig Rig. Jig Rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do you do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bite On Fish Attractants. Simply add Bite On Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bite On. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bite On. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bite On Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. anglerbros.com makes a perfect gift too.
USC versus Cal.
A bit of dunk and Omar Robbie sends it to the first row.
It's the Trojans and Bears. Pac-12 action right here Sunday at 4:30 on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And I'm going to put a little shout-out to Josh, who's sitting in light at Irvine, saying thank you to Tony for all the tips. And, Josh, if you want, give us a call. You can talk to Tony directly. I know you're waiting to get in there at line and go fishing. So let me give the number out one more time. Actually, Ron, give out the number.
877-830-830.
One more time.
877-830-830.
There we go. Let's get this going. Let's. So we were talking during the break about all the different specials, and there was something you said about that special you got going with Okuma. So let's go back to that rod, and you had some good pointers there. Mike?
Yeah, you know, on those Okuma Cedros rods, they have the aluminum Alps reel seat, SIC guides. The components alone are worth more than what we're selling them for.
Well over the cost of the rod they're
there.
So
if you were to go into a shop to buy those components to build your own calico rod, you're going to pay a lot more than just getting a complete rod from us.
And, you know, I had the privilege to go out with Brian Sanford and his son, little Michael, who was 9 years old at the time, and we headed over to Cedros Island. Okay, and we were there. He's a very good friend of the Okuma people, so he had everything under the sun to test out, and they told him, you know what, you're going to Cedros, take this stuff, break it. We want you to break it, okay? And he had some nice bait casters and some other reels, and I love the fact that it says Cedros on it. It was kind of cool. And, you know, he raved about it and raved about it and raved about it, and his son, who's 9 years old, set the IGFA world record for small fry, okay? And we brought this fish back from Cedros. Here, weighed in the U.S., was 41.5 pounds, okay, a yellowtail. But I believe when we were there, I think it came in just a little bit over 45 pounds. Unfortunately, you know, I lost all that water weight, but and they got it all on Okuma gear. So don't be afraid. This stuff is good, okay? So look, as promised, let's get Captain Pika on here from Dana Wharf. Good morning, Captain Pika.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing this week?
Good, my friend. What's going on over there?
Outstanding, outstanding. Hey, guys, we got all kinds of stuff going on right now. You know, we're in that transition period from, you know, winter fishing, spring fishing's right around the corner here. Looking forward to that rock cod opener coming up here on the 1st. And, guys, you know, we're running half days right now. You know, we got half days from, we got the 6:30 half day to 11:30. Then we got the 10 to 3 half day. Then we got the 12 to 5 half day. And those half day boats, we're out there targeting calico bass, sand bass, sculpin, you know, getting occasional halibut too. And also, guys, on the 3/4 days, you know, they're taking off at about 7 o'clock, and then they're coming back around 4. And those guys are out, they're heading out to the deep water, targeting some of those sculpin, sand dabs. Then they're coming in doing a little bass fishing. And March 1st, the Fury, starting the overnights with, yep, the Admiral himself, Captain Rick Doesburg. You know, they're going to start going over there and fishing some rockfish over at the islands. Also, guys, we got March 10th. 5 to 5s are going to start running there, heading over towards Catalina. And, you know, and I got a report that they're starting to pick up on some bonito over there, too, you know, getting some wax at them, some of my friends in the private boats. And, guys, whale watching. Yes, we got the Festival of the Whales coming up here, and it's starting on the 1st and the 2nd. And like I was saying, man, that whole harbor goes off on that. It's a blast. It's a fun day. It's a really fun thing. Take the whole family down there and have a great time. Bring a date. You know, it's just a good time all the way around. There's so many different events going on around the harbor. It's a blast. And you want more information, guys, you can give us a call here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And the phone number is area code 949-496-5794. Or you can look us up on the web at danawharf.com.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, we got those Owner Hooks fishing schools coming up pretty soon, and I'm going to try to get these two guys here, Mike and Aaron, to come out on some of those trips. And I know they know who you are, and wait until a lot of the guys that we fished with back then in the early 90s are now over there at Dana Wharf. So definitely bring out the boys from Turner's Outdoorsman, and we'll have some fun. Okay.
Oh yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys, man. That's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a lot of good fun out on the water, you know. And also, I mean, the knowledge that's going to be out there, you know, like these guys from Turner's and stuff like that, they're coming out. I mean, you're going to pick up all kinds of cool little tricks you out in those boats. You know, let me tell you.
Yeah, and for Dana Wharf, we're going to be filming a lot of this stuff for the for Fox Sports West, our show. So, anyway, Chris, thank you so much for calling in, my friend. One more time, give out the website and the phone number.
Okay, it's area code 949-496-5794, or you can look us up on the web at danawharfsportfishing.com.
Hey, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys have a great week.
Thanks, Captain. All right. Hey, let's this board is just loaded up. So let's start taking some calls. Let's go with Mike from Long Beach. You got a question on Turner's?
Hi.
I was wondering, will Turner's be sponsoring any charters from any L.A. landings? I know last year they did some from I think, Dana.
Yeah, Dana Point, we did a bunch of trips out of Dana the last couple of years. And I'm still working on my charter schedule. I know things are filling up. But we'll have trips this year from San Diego to Oxnard. Look for that to be ready here probably right around the middle of between the two shows, Long Beach and Del Mar. But yeah, we'll have a fully packed charter schedule for 2014 and a fully packed seminar schedule also. So all that should be coming out here soon. And same thing, just get on our email list and we'll be blasting that out, all of our charter dates, all of our seminar dates, and you'll have it on your email.
There you go, Mike. And if not, and if those don't work out, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff with owner Hooks Fishing Schools. And I know I'm going to try to get these boys to go fishing with me at the very least. Aaron and Mike are getting back on the boat. So make sure you join us. We should have our list of charters. And we're also going to be probably Oxnard to San Diego. We'll probably have that list available at the Fred Hall Show, and it'll be at the Owner Hooks booth. We might put some over at Turner's. It'd definitely come by and see me at the Cedrus Adventures booth and / Ronnie Memoriam. Okay, so Ronnie Kovac, we have a special memoriam booth there where you'll meet Captain Larry, you'll meet Ron. If not, go to the Bidon or the Phoenix booths, and we'll have all that information for you, okay? So, Mike, stay on the line. Talk to Leilani, and you get a choice, again, of anything that you want. We have owner hooks. We have Phoenix lead heads. We've got Bidon fish attractants, or if you want to do a little pass to go fishing one of the local boats, we'll get it out to you, okay? Thanks, Mike. All right, let's take Dennis from Norwalk. Good morning, Dennis.
Morning, Sergio. I have a report for you for last weekend.
Okay, report from where?
From Darkweiler.
Okay.
Over there by the LAX.
Okay.
I went over there with my son because he has a secret spot over there.
We all got super secret spots. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
but if you were Darkweiler, I know it's off of the sand.
Yes. Okay. And I learned not to wear jeans over there.
Sergio learned that lesson this last week, too.
Well, let me tell you about the sand. Anyway, the fishing was great. We used the Cameo by the sandworm.
Uh-huh.
And that was a ticket right there.
There you go. I'll tell you what happened to me. You were talking about jeans. So here I get this bright idea. I said, you know what? The water's going to be cold when we went to Dog Beach here in Huntington Beach, right? So I've got these beautiful boots, okay, from Novatos that Ronnie gave me a long time ago. And beautiful and neoprene. They're fantastic. And then I had these waterproof plastic type, you know, pants that you put on top of it. So, well, this is perfect. I'll put the boot, and then over that I'll put the pants. And it worked really good for about four waves. And then all of a sudden the tide was coming in, and the water got in between the boot and the pant, and they just went straight up. I didn't feel it until it was too late. My boot filled with water. At one point it was going whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Remember that? I finally had to give up, and I got back on Ron's truck just with cold socks. But yeah, I learned my lesson. Well, Dennis, thanks for sharing that information.
What did he catch?
Oh, what? I'm sorry. We caught the barb perch over there.
There you go. There you go.
And that's an excellent bait that you're talking about, too, that Berkeley Gulp sandworm.
Yep.
The camo. Exactly. The camo is the color.
That's what we're using.
Sometimes there's another one, a red, reddish color, like a bloodworm almost, and that one works well, too.
Exactly.
And I'm sure, what, Turner's, you're going to have that on special?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
got a ton of Berkeley product, right?
We have what we call our Berkeley houses. There'll be two of them, and there'll be jug full of Berkeley product, salt water, fresh water, all of it.
There you go, Dennis. So stay on the line. We'll get something out to you.
All right.
And just come by aisle 100. Go see our friends, Mike and Aaron, who will be there, and I'll get you hooked up maybe on some good Berkeley surf fishing product, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis. Ooh, look who's here. I got to talk to Curtis from Anaheim. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, my brother from another mother. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Curtis?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, you guys doing a great job.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. I listen to you guys very well. Hey, on that rod that you were talking about, is that a kuma? You say bicedrus? The cedrus bicuma?
It's a kuma. The cedrus is, I believe, the model. Why don't you give them some more information, Mike?
Yeah, they're the kuma cedrus inshore rods. Trigger stick, generally purposed, you know, swim bait rods. Eight models to choose from 7'6" to 8', plenty of different actions. So if you like a little softer rod, or if you like a really stiff rod, there's something for everyone.
Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, I learned everything I know from Sergio.
Oh, then you didn't learn much.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you.
Well, Curtis, you go to the Fred Hall Show every year, so definitely stop by. Okay, and you know what? Do me a favor. Look for Mike or Aaron. Okay, tell them you're Curtis. You called into the show. And they'll definitely hook you up. Okay.
They're gonna be at the Turner booth.
They'll be at the Turner booth. I'll be at the Cedrus Adventures / Ronnie Kovac Memorial booth.
Yeah, okay, Curtis. You make sure that you come up and see me, or I'm gonna come over there and smack you around a little bit.
I got you, Ron.
All right, Curtis. And you know what? I'll make sure these guys reserve one, because I'm sure this stuff will sell out like they always do. So, hey, reserve one for Curtis, okay? Definitely. Hey, listen, Curtis, thanks for calling, okay? And hang on the line. We'll get you some stuff out. We got to take another break. When you hear that music, it's time to go get some more coffee. So you're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA on Radio Outdoor Expeditions. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hey, when the sun is out, that means it's time to get a new pair of Typhoon sunglasses at Sport Chalet. Now, Sport Chalet has Typhoon's new AquaView 2 sunglasses with optical enhancement. Toss out your old reading glasses and get a pair of Typhoon AquaView 2s. They're so much better than standard readers because you get hydrophobic lenses as well that are polarized polycarbonate plus magnification powers of either 1.5, 2.0, or 2.5. A standard reader doesn't even come close. Increase your range of vision with a Typhoon AquaView 2. What I love about Typhoon's AquaView 2 is that when I'm fishing, I can see into the water without getting blinded by glare, and the next moment I can read fine print on a lure package or even the newspaper without having to change my glasses. Whenever I go fishing, I wear the Typhoon AquaView 2. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Typhoon sunglasses are available now at a Sport Chalet, but they're going fast.
Kachuma Lake Recreation Area is renowned for its natural beauty, great fishing, and variety of things to do in every season. Set amidst oak woodland in the picturesque Santa Ynez Valley in Santa Barbara County, you'll find everything you need for a relaxing lakeside getaway in the great outdoors. Cabin, yurt, RV, and tent camping vacations are planned easily with online reservations. Enjoy fishing from a boat or on shore. The lake is stocked with hungry trout, and there are plenty of bass, crappie, and catfish for eager anglers. The Kachuma Lake Marina and Boat Rentals also has kayak rentals and a full tackle shop. Go wildlife watching on a Kachuma Nature Cruise, or take a guided nature walk and visit the Neil Taylor Nature Center. Enjoy picnics, bird watching, hiking, photography, biking, or just the scenery. A well-stocked general store has all you need, beverages to camping supplies. Mild temperatures, typically sunny skies, and celebrated fishing conditions make year-round camping here exceptional. Located off scenic Highway 154 in the Santa Ynez Valley, Kachuma Lake is midway between coastal Santa Barbara, area wineries, and the Danish community of Solvang. For full information, visit www.kachuma.com.
It's time for the 68th Annual Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 5th to the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Discover boating, fishing, diving, hunting, travel, fly fishing, archery, and much, much more at the nation's number one show. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Toyota Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Typhoon Fast tank. The accurate real saltwater tank, air gun ranges, laser shots, archery, casting, and a full day of family fun. Over 400 continuous seminars presented by Progressive Insurance, Cousins Tackle, Hobie Kayaks, and Keep America Fishing. Enter to win a custom Sea of Cortez fishing trip to Rancho Leonero, a pair of accurate fishing reels, or a Hobie Pro Angler Kayak. Kids free, kids fish free, active military free. March 5th through the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at fredhall.com.
2014 Angels Baseball.
And it is out of here! He has hit for the cycle tonight.
Coming soon to AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AMA 30 KLAA. Let me take two more calls before we got more callers here. I got, Michael from Temecula has a question about Phoenix jigs. Good morning, Michael.
Hello. Is this Sergio?
This is Sergio. What's up, Michael?
Hey. Yeah, I got a question. I used to fish with these jigs that were called vibrator jigs that Phoenix used to make. And I just heard from my buddies that they've come out with a new, brand new one. They've tested it or something. And my buddy Joe says that they're even better than the other ones. Are they on the market yet?
Well, Michael, I don't know if they're. You're going to talk to the man himself, Robert. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to name it. I want to name it the Oscillator, but we'll see what Robert has to say. Robert, answer Michael.
Yeah. Actually, we're probably going to end up keeping the name Vibrator. Would you call it version 3? It seems to be what sticks. But hoping to have those. At least one size of those out for the Fred Hall show. We should have a 5/8 ounce version of that with the blade coming your way for the Fred Hall show.
There you go, Michael. So well, come
great.
Up.
Great. Then it's just not a rumor. You're going to be making them.
Oh, yeah. We've already had prototypes in the water and in the swimming pools. And there's a couple videos on our Facebook page. You can see that, too.
Okay. Yeah, I used to use the old ones. And the ones you used to make, and they were fantastic. I've never found anything that worked any better than them. And my buddy was telling me that these things are even working better. Can't wait to get my hands on some of them.
Michael, you got to get a hold of the new Oscillator. I'm gonna market it. It's called the Oscillator. Anyway, Michael.
Oscillator.
I'll tell you what, Michael. Stay on the line, okay? And we'll get all your information, and we'll give you I'm going to use a Tony word, a plethora of things to give out. So we'll have some, choose. Actually, I think we should give him some Phoenix product, okay?
Well, if he can wait a couple of weeks, we can probably send him a vibrator oscillator.
You know what? Have him come to the Fred Hall show. Go look you up at your booth, and we'll get it there. Michael, thanks so much for calling
in. Okay, I got a question.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
We just had a Turner's that showed up here in Temecula. A new one. Will they be handling the jigs? It'd sure be a lot closer than some of the other stores.
We did open up a store in Temecula. Currently, we do not carry. Unfortunately, we do not carry any of the Phoenix products. But I mean, the Fred Hall show. It's a great thing. It is a little far for you from Temecula, but well worth the visit.
Yeah. Well, we'll be there at the show. I've got a bunch of my buddies who want to go there. And so whereabouts will I be able to find this?
The Turner's booth is at, what, aisle 1000?
Aisle 100.
Yeah, the Turner's booth.
And the Phoenix booth will be over I don't know.
Just look for the Phoenix booth. We don't have numbers so far, but we do know because, I mean, they have 8,000 square feet. So, I mean, it's like they're always at the same place. And then just look for when you get there, you'll have a program more than likely. Grab that. Look up Phoenix and go see Robert, okay? Thank you so much, Michael. All right, let's go to another call here. We got Rick from Irvine. He has a question about surf fishing. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. What's going on, my friend?
Well, every year, at this time of the year in March, I go camping at Doheny, and I was just wondering what line you would use, size line you would use, or any, you know, tips that you can give me, because I know you guys went surf fishing last week.
Hey, this is Captain Larry. Hey, I pretty much stick to a 6-pound test. It just covers everything. I had fished 4-pound. I got my clock cleaned too many times on bigger hookups, so probably stick to the 6-pound test and the owner hooks, especially if you're using those Berkeley sandworms that one of our previous callers was talking about. Owner mosquito hook, and then they've got a new mosquito hook with the little beak on it, like a circle hook. And you can put one of those 2-inch Berkeley gulp sandworms on that, and you slide it up just a little bit past the eye of the hook, and that kind of holds it on there. Those work really good. The beach that you're going to, if you see sand crabs there on the beach, the fish are after them. Okay. Dig some of those up. But ghost shrimp.
Usually, at that time of the year, the waves are very small. You could almost
almost
like a lake.
Yeah, so when you got the westerly
there,
swells, that
still stay with the white water.
Well, I would say over there. Maybe go two ways. You can do the old sand spike and you know, put one bait way out there and then fish the spinning rod close to shore.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah, I usually been, Anyways, and also, we're at Irvine Lake and we missed the first part of the show on the tips, but hopefully we'll have some good luck like you guys did this week.
You know what?
Well, Rick, hold on. Tony's still here. Tony, give him those tips real quick.
Yeah, tell him about that woolly worm you guys were making.
Oh, yeah, the rusty nail. Well, hey, Rick, this is Tony with the Bite On Fishing Team. How are you?
Hey, Tony.
One of the rusty nail, they call it, it's a dip of one of the plastics or your worms, jigs, lures, power bait, whatever you're using. You take the Bite On scent right now is Roe and Crimson are the hot ones. And then you dip that in, do a little shake of the Fury, and you know, it leaves a nice little flake trail, nice little scent trail. Together with that combination, some real big winners are coming out of there.
Well, all right, I'll get some. I usually like the garlic and anise, but I'll try that. That sounds great.
Sounds good, Rick.
Awesome.
Okay, yeah, Blake and I here are going to kill them today, hopefully. So.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, we should see you out there in just a little bit.
Okay, great. We'll be in our kayaks.
All right. Hey, Rick, do me a favor. Stay on the line. And like I said, Leilani will get all your information, and we'll send you out some goodies. Okay?
Great. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Listen, we're almost got to go to a break. So let me do – how much time do I have? Okay. You know what? But no, I want to talk to Chris from Fontana, because if not, we don't give him a chance to – hey, Chris, are you there?
Yeah, Sergio. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you, my friend? What I want to do is this. I want you to pose the question, okay? We're going to have to go to break. We'll keep you on the line.
Okay.
Okay? And we'll answer it then. What is your question, my friend?
I was wondering, I know I just heard you mention that the owners' fishing schools were coming up. When could we expect to maybe see a schedule so we can start our planning?
Okay.
And then I have a second question that with our current water and rain conditions or lack thereof, how is that going to affect the freshing for our freshwater anglers in our reservoirs?
Okay. Hold on to that call, okay? Let's keep Chris on the line. We got to take another break. My coffee cup is empty. I got to go. We'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.